Today is Thursday, May 4th. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Mary Reichard.
And I'm Myrna Brown. Coming next on The World and Everything in It, Running the Race. Well, with the Kentucky Derby just days away, a chaplain and his staff are serving on a unique mission field, the kind with horses, jockeys, and finish lines. World Associate Correspondent Travis Kircher has our story.
Good morning, horsemen. This is Chaplain Joseph, and may the peace of the Lord be with you this morning.
It's 8:45 a.m. at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, and Chaplain Joseph Del Rosario is sharing his morning devotion over the racetrack intercom.
But take heart. Have courage. I have overcome the world.
After finishing his address in English, he repeats it in Spanish.
Corramos, lloremos y hablemos con el Señor Jesús.
6 mornings a week, his voice echoes from loudspeakers across the racetrack for all to hear. And as Churchill Downs gets busier ahead of the Kentucky Derby, his audience is growing. The sun has risen, and grooms are busy washing the horses as exercise riders put the thoroughbreds through their paces, racing them around the track. Del Rosario is busy too. Soon he's back at his morning rounds and greeting the barn staff, the grooms, jockeys, and hot walkers. During his walk, he runs into an exercise rider he recognizes.
How are you?
I'm fine,
man. Good to see you.
Everything going good, and, you know, God is with us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For Del Rosario, this isn't aimless socializing. He's on a mission, planting seeds. He calls it the ministry of presence.
Getting to know them, building trust, and letting them know that there's someone here that, if they need to talk, we'll listen and we'll care for them.
If mornings are when he plants seeds, you might say Monday nights are when the Holy Spirit does what only he can do and helps those seeds take root. That's when barn staff and volunteers pile into Christ Chapel, a church located at the back of the racetrack. Every week, there's a dinner at the chapel, as well as 2 services, one in English and one in Spanish. Del Rosario says behind the handshakes and smiles are a lot of hurting people. Many are poor and work difficult jobs 7 days a week. All of them are in need of an authentic relationship with Jesus Christ.
One of the common things that we face is loneliness, because a lot of them do come from other countries, and that becomes a root issue towards many bad symptoms, alcoholism, drug use, and a number of other destructive behaviors.
Del Rosario isn't the only one who ministers to them. Jemima Davila is the women's ministry director. She's heard some of the tragic stories from congregants firsthand. She tears up as she recalls a barn worker she found weeping over a child she left behind in Mexico.
And she said, well, he's dying, and I just need to confess that I have other 3 kids that I abandoned back home. And that was just really big for me, because in my head it's kind of like, well, why you don't come back with your family then? And they are like, it's nothing I can do if I come back. Like, all of us are going to die, like, with hungry, because I just don't have a job over there. So it's difficult. It's really difficult situations sometimes.
The children who live on or near Churchill Downs also have needs. Here's Children's Ministry Director Erica Williamson.
I've had kids come in and they'll be like, why are there books everywhere? And I'll say, have you heard of a Bible, La Biblia? And they'll say, no, I never have heard of that. And so a lot of them just come with zero knowledge of God.
As Del Rosario preaches from the Gospel of John, many in his congregation are learning the truth about Jesus for the very first time. Retired Hall of Fame jockey Pat Day is a Christian leader at the track. He says pointing people to Jesus is what the chaplaincy program is all about.
The chaplain is there to help meet some of their physical, some of their material needs, but ultimately we want to see them come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. The word of God is pretty clear. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose your own soul?
Alessandro Perez works as a groom at the racetrack. He says he is seeking Christ for change in his life. Del Rosario interprets for Perez.
So from the depth of my heart, I want to follow God's word, get rid of the vices, the addictions, and follow God, be all in for God. And I pray that the Lord would take all that gross stuff, sin, out of me. I ask God for that.
And Del Rosario? He's reminding his congregation that life is a race that must be run with endurance. They get races. But he's not just talking about the racetrack outside.
If your horse jumps over the railing and starts running elsewhere, that horse is done in the race. And it's the same for us in life. We don't look to Jesus and run to him. We're not winning anything.
So on May 6th, Derby Day, when many are singing My Old Kentucky Home, some of the workers at Churchill Downs will have another song in their hearts. Cuán grande es Dios. How great is our God.
El esplendor de un rey vestido en majestad.
These people care for the horses, and God loves them. They're made in his image. They're worthy of dignity and respect.
Reporting for World, I'm Travis Kircher at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky.